Like Alice by Neville Shute. Dramatized by Moya O'Shea. With music by Neil Brand.
I must say, I miss the shops.
Hello?
Oh, who's the young man?
Where's the lady I was talking to this afternoon? The one with the baby.
Oh, Jean. Jean.
Oh, hello.
Good day.
Good night, Jean.
Good night.
Good night.
Night, miss. Here. I've got these for you. That's the quinine. I couldn't get Glauber's salt, but this is what the Chinese take for dysentery. Take three of these leaves, powdered up in warm water every 4 hours. Well, that's for a grown-up. And I've got Zambuk for the skin. I can get more of that.
That's marvellous. Thank you. Won't they miss you in Kuantan tonight?
There's six of us drivers working for the Japanese. We drive up to Gerentut one day, load up with line and sleepers pulled up from the railway there and cart it back to Kuantan the next. 260 miles round trip. It's a punishment for the old trucks. They often go bung. Building another railway somewhere, I suppose.
Are you a truck driver in Australia?
No bloody fear. I'm a ringer.
What's a ringer?
A stockman. I was born in Queensland, out behind Cloncurry. But my dad, he came from London, a place called Hammersmith. I've not been back to the Curry for some time. Before the war, I was working in the Territory, over to the west on a station called Wallera. About 110 miles southwest of the springs.
What's the springs then?
Alice Springs. Right in the middle of Australia. Halfway between Darwin and Adelaide.
I thought the middle of Australia was all desert.
Oh my word. Alice is a bonza place. Plenty of water in Alice. People living there. They leave the sprinkler on all night watering the lawn.
What do you do at this place, Wallera? Do you look after sheep?
Well, you don't find sheep around Alice. It's too hot for them. Waller is a cattle station.
How many cattle have you got?
About 18,000 when I left. Goes up and down according to the wet, you know.
18,000? How big is it?
Waller? Well, about 2,700.
2,700 acres?
Not acres, square miles.
Oh, but however many of you does it take to run it?
There's Tommy Devine, he's the manager, and then me. I'm the head stockman, or I was, and 12 ringers. Well, mustn't stay any longer in case the Japs start creating. And my copper Ben, well, he'll be wondering what's happened to me.
It's been terribly kind of you to get these things for us. What's your name?
Joe Harmon. Sergeant Harmon. Ringer Harmon, some of them call me. Sorry I called you Mrs. Boom today. It was a silly kind of joke. The sarong and everything.
My name's Jean Padgett. Good night, Sergeant. It's been lovely talking to you.
Oh, I'll see you on the road again before you get to Kuantan, and I'll make sure there's something wrong with the truck. Oh, listen, is there anything else you want?
Soap. Could you possibly get us soap? I've got a little locket here that belonged to one of the women who died. You could use that to pay for it.
Keep it. I'll get you some soap. Baby!
Oh. Akka-chan. Is that what you are in Japanese, Robin? Akka-chan.
Jean, is Robin your baby now?
Oh, well, I'm looking after him. And
Robin, love, look at the rice paddies. See the women planting the seedlings?
Oh, yes, they're standing in water.
Yes, they raise the seedlings in nursery fields first, then transplant them. And you shall eat the fat of the land.
I never eat rice again.
I thought there might have passed us on the road.
The Australians.
Yes.
Perhaps we'll see them tomorrow, dear.
Oh, terimakasih.
Yes, sama-sama dan selamat tinggal.
Selamat tinggal.
Yes, selamat tinggal dan selamat malam semua.
What is it, Jean?
What is the girl bringing?
What is it? What's in the parcel?
Oh, quick, open it!
Oh.
Oh, my goodness. Soap.
Oh, how wonderful.
Oh, soap. Oh,
and there's a note. Read it quick. What does it say?
Dear lady, I send soap, which is all I can find just at present, but I will get more later. Look out for our truck on the way back, and I will try and stop then.
Nice boy. You can just smell the carbolic.
Chased that pig for nearly a quarter of a mile.
We've been eating and eating. I don't know when we last had such a meal.
Sorry I couldn't get you any more, but I had to let the bloody Japs have their fill.
Are there lots of pigs in this area?
We found it up near Tekken River. Ben spotted him wandering along the road. I might be able to get you some chickens. We all need feeding up.
I know we're pretty thin, but don't take any risks.
You attend to your business, Mrs. Bong, and take what you can get. That's what you do when you're a prisoner. Funny sort of life for you ladies, isn't it? What were you all doing in Malaya?
Most of us were married. Our husbands had jobs here.
All the husbands got interned separately, I suppose.
Yes.
All comfortable in a camp while you go walking around the country. Seems to me, the way they're kicking you around, they don't know what to do with you. It's a shame you can't just stay in one place and live there. Till the war's over.
That's what Mrs. Fritz said. Trouble is, the villagers can't afford to keep us. We'd have to earn our keep somehow.
Just an idea.
Is the part of Australia you're from hotter than this?
It's hot. Oh, my word. At Wallara, it can go up to 118. That's a hot day, that is. But it's not like the heat here. It's a kind of warm, dry heat. Salt that does you good and makes you thirsty for a cold beer.
What does the country look like?
Red around Alice and where I come from. And all the mountains are red. Great red ranges of bare hills against blue sky. Evenings, they go purple and all sorts of colours. After the wet, there's green all over them. But in the dry, parts of them go silvery white with spin effects. I suppose everyone likes his own place. Country round the springs is my place. People come up on the Gan, you know, the train from Adelaide, places in the south, and they say Alice is a lousy town. I only went to Adelaide once, and I thought that was lousy. Country around Alice is beautiful to me. Artists come up from the south and try to paint it in pictures. I only ever met one person that got it right, and he was an Aboriginal bloke called Albert out at Hermansburg. But he was painting his own place. I suppose that makes a difference. What's your place? Where do you come from?
Southampton.
Where the liners go?
That's it.
What's it like there?
It's quiet, cool, happy. It's not particularly beautiful, although there's lovely country round about. The New Forest, the Isle of Wight. It's my place, like the springs is yours. I'll go back there if I live through this time. I love it, Seth. There's an ice rink there. I used to dance upon the ice. One day I'll go back there and dance again.
I've never seen a real ice rink. Only pictures and in the movies.
It was fun.
I won't be able to see you tomorrow. We start at dawn. But I'll be coming back up the road the day after.
We'll be walking to Pahoy that day, I think.
I'll see if I can get you those chicken.
Look, Joe. We don't want them if it's going to mean trouble.
You can run rings round the Japs if you know how. I'll try and get the chickens, but if I find things getting hot, I'll give it away. I won't go sticking my neck out.
You'll promise that. I'd never forgive myself if you got caught in anything.
Good night, Mrs. Bong.
I'll crack you with a coconut if you say Mrs. Bong again. Good night, Joe.
Good night.
We stayed the next day in Burkapur. It was our rest day, and no chickens came. The day after, we marched to Pahoy.
Still no chickens.
Oh, that was a shame.
No. No chickens meant no trouble, no risk. But then in the evening, a little Malay boy came to us with a green canvas sack. He said he'd been sent by a man at Gambang.
2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, my, the five of them are
wonderful. The Australians.
Joe.
What are we going to tell Gunther? It's impossible for us to kill and pluck them without him finding out.
Well, we could say,
We could say the Australian truck drivers gave us money for them. And we arranged in Burkapur for them to be bought and sent to us here in Pahoy.
Oh, yes. Do you think Gunther and the private will believe that?
They will if we let them have one. Gunther? Hey, Gunther, come and see what we bought.
What have you got in the sack? What have you got in the sack?
In the end, we had to give them one each to keep them quiet. Oh, what a feast it was.
I can imagine. Did the soldiers believe the story?
Their stomachs told them to. Mr. Strachan, these chickens were unusually large for the East. Jet black all over. Leghorns. They had belonged to the district commissioner of Kuantan. His house was now occupied by Captain Sagamo, in charge of the evacuation of railway material from the Eastern Railway in Malaya to Siam. Sagamo took great pride in the chickens and was very angry when he discovered them missing, along with a green canvas mail sack.
What happened?
Sagamo called the military police and set them to work. The camp of the Australian truck drivers was searched for telltale signs, feathers, the sack. They found nothing. Then he ordered the whole of Kuantan to be searched. Still nothing. There remained one further avenue. A truck, driven by Australians, was up country on the Jerantup Road. Captain Sagamo dispatched a truck, manned by 4 men of his military police, to search for them. En route, they found us.
No.
Chicken! Where you get the chicken?
We buy in Burkapur.
You like that? Where you get the chickens? Where you get the money?
Australian soldiers give us money. We bought them in.
We're alive! We're alive!
Why, Johnny, it's true! The soldiers gave us money!
You lie! Where you get the chickens? Where you get the money?
Keep your hands off me, you bloody bastard! Tail with you! Arrest them! Let go of me! Let go of me, you bastard!
Pigs, let go! Is this Australian soldier?
I've been telling them about the $4 you gave me to buy the chickens with, Joe, but they won't believe me.
You steal the chickens from the soko. There is bags.
Leave her alone, can you? Of course I stole your chickens, you bloody bastard. So what?
They crucified him.
Oh, my God.
We were taken to point
Joe! Joe!
To a large open ground there. Joe was brought forward in front of him.
Let go of me, you bastard! I'm glad I stole your chickens! Let go! I'll kill you! I'll bloody kill you!
There was a tree at one end. Ah! One of the guards nailed his hands to it. Ben, we beat him to death. They kept us there, made us watch while they did it. Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest.
My dear, I'm so very sorry.
It's a long time ago now. Almost 6 years. It's all over and done with, and nearly forgotten.
Thank you.
There was, of course, no women's camp in Kuantan. And when the maimed, bleeding body of Sergeant Joe Harmon, nailed to the tree, ceased to move, Captain Sugamo stood before Jean's party and ordered them to march again. This time to Kota Baru, some 200 miles away on the northeast coast of Manila.
Kuantan, we just wanted to get away. Captain Sugamo ordered Gunso, the sergeant, to go with us as punishment for sharing the chickens. In the eyes of the Japanese, prisoners are dishonorable creatures. To guard and escort them, an insulting and menial job only fit for the lowest man. The private was dismissed. We didn't see him again.
Must have been difficult for the sergeant on his own.
Yes, it was. We set out for Kota Baru in the middle of July.
See there, Johnny. Do you know what sea that is?
No.
That's the South China Sea. Look out there. If you were to get in a boat and sail straight across there, you'd get to Borneo, where the orangutans live.
Aha!
I told you the east coast was beautiful, Jean.
It is, Mrs. Frith.
Oh. Yes, Robin. Water. Mr. Frith and I came this way many years ago, when we first came to Malaya.
Give me a piggyback, Gunso.
Damn it,
please, Gunso, give me a piggyback. I'm tired.
Damn it, I did it.
Gunso, please
come
give
on,
me.
Come on, Johnny. Leave Gunso alone.
But he's always used to the cold.
I expect Gunso's tired himself. He didn't trust us anymore. He was suspicious. And, of course, he must have been lonely. The children hardly slept at night, having seen what they had in Kuantan.
So things weren't really better on the east coast after all.
The northeast coast of Malaya is very lovely country, Mr. Strachan. Rocky headlands and long, sweeping sandy beaches fringed with palm trees, usually a fresh breeze from the sea. It was just a question of getting as far away from Kuantan as we could. Sometimes we made the effort to travel every day. In time we grew stronger. We had plenty of fresh fish and fruit. Oh yes, things were better. And a step, step, and step. All right, Robin, on your own now. Yes, look, good boy, standing up all by himself. Now, come on, come on, come to Mummy. Come on, take a step, and come to... Oh! I've got you. Mummy won't let you fall. Come on, try again. Let him go now. There's a good boy, and... Nearly walking, little Robin. He can stand on his own now, Mrs. Frith. Oh, it's just the balance on the steps he hasn't quite worked out yet, but it shouldn't be long.
No, not long. Look at them splashing about out there, having a lovely time.
Yes, they are.
Don't you splash me, Mrs. Warner. I will if I want.
Mrs. Price and Mrs. Warner as bad as children.
Jean, I was wondering. I've been thinking.
Yes, Mrs. Smith?
This place. It's beautiful.
Yes, it is.
Since Kuantan, things have improved so much for all of us.
Yes.
I mean, the food. We've all put on a little weight. There's hardly been any sickness. The children have begun to play again. The Australian. He. I think it's because of him. He brought us medicines and food. He tried to help us. And now, since his death, we have been blessed.
I suppose we have.
I've been thinking about things and, well, there was one crucifixion, wasn't there? The crucifixion. And now, there's been another.
What do you see?
God sent down his son to earth in Palestine, didn't he? So then, isn't it possible he could have done it again in Malaya?
I say, seems very odd to be carrying his rifle.
I'll carry it for you, Mrs. Warner.
I've got it quite safely, thank you, Johnny. This is the first time the sergeant's been ill the whole time.
Look, Johnny, more rice paddies.
Oh, yes!
Come on, Gunsel. Let me help you.
Yeah, in that.
But, Gunsel, you're sick. You need help.
You take it. Go. Who's a lot to need help?
It's the fever. Yes, Mrs. Fred.
Finish up ahead, Jane.
Oh, thank goodness. Listen, Gunsel. Listen to me. Village. Kampung. Village, we stop. We stop now. Stop here. Mrs. Fritz.
Yes, dear?
I'll go on ahead and find the headman. See if he'll let us stay the night.
Right, Jean.
Headman, we are prisoners marching from Kuantan to Kota Baru. Our Japanese guard is ill with fever, and we must find a shady house for him to lie in. He has the authority to sign chits in the name of the Imperial Japanese Army for our food and accommodation. He will do this for you when he is better. And we must have a place to sleep ourselves and food.
I have no place where English mems would like to sleep.
We are not English mems any longer. We are accustomed to living as your women live. All we need is shelter and a floor to sleep on, the use of cooking pots and some rice and a little fish or meat and vegetables.
You can have what we have ourselves. But it is strange to see mems living so.
Terimakasi. Terimakasi. Thank you.
Cool water. Might help the fever. Shame we don't have any more quinine.
I gave him the medicine my family and the headman gave me, but it doesn't seem to be helping. Gunsel. Gunsel.
Poor man. It's almost as if he's given up. Nothing seems to interest him. What are you doing?
Oh, maybe there's something in his tunic. Something from home.
What have you found?
It looks like some sort of paper with lots of figures in it. What do you think it is, Rick?
Mm. Could be right. Oh, look, there's a photograph.
Oh, let's see. Oh, a Japanese woman and four children. Isn't that so?
Must be. And that must be their house. Nice.
Gunsel. Gunsel, look. Look at the picture, Gunsel. Picture. Family. A baby. Akachan. That's it. Akachan.
Akachan.
Yes, Gunsel. Look at the photograph. Your family. Children. Babies. Akachan.
Oh,
no, Gunsel. Oh, no, please don't.
Oh, poor man.
Please don't.
The sergeant grew weaker and weaker and died 2 days later. The disgrace of Kuantan had weighed heavily upon him. He was buried in the small Muslim cemetery outside the village of Kuala Telang, where Mat Amin had given them shelter. Jean told me most of the women and children wept for Gunsel, as they would an old and valued friend. His death left the party in a most unusual position, for they were now prisoners without a guard.
I don't see why we shouldn't stay right here where we are. I've always thought we should find a place and just live there till it's over.
That's what he said too.
The Australian?
Yes.
Well then, if he says so, this is a nice place. Nicer place as any we've come across.
We'd have to settle a few things first, though, Mrs. Frith. The Japs are bound to find out we're living here. The headman will get into trouble for not telling them.
Maybe they won't find us.
I don't believe Mat Amin is the man to take that risk. The other thing is, we can't expect this village to go on feeding us forever, just because we're English mems.
What about if we grew our own food?
What?
Half the paddy fields we walked past coming in haven't been planted this year.
Oh, that's quite right, they haven't. I wonder why.
All the younger men have gone to the war, I should think, working as coolies, taking up that railway line. Mm. Oh, something like that. There's all of us, and Johnny could help too.
What do you think? Suppose I go and tell Mat Amin that we'll work in the rice fields if he'll let us stay here.
What? Lay with my figure, splashing about in water up to the knees, planting them little seedlings in the mud like the Malay girls do.
It was just a thought.
And a very good one too, Jim. Go and talk to Mat Amin.
My wife will bring us coffee.
Thank you, Matamin.
What kind of coffee?
I have never heard of English mems working in the paddy fields.
Have you ever heard of English mems marching and dying as we have marched and died?
It is written, the angel said, every soul shall taste of death, and we will prove you with evil and good for the trial of you. And unto us shall ye return.
It is also written, if ye be kind towards women and fear to wrong them, God is well acquainted with what ye do.
Where is that written?
In the fourth surah.
You are of the faith?
We're Christians, but the headman of a village on the road was kind to us. When I thanked him, he said that to me. We know it would be dangerous for you to have us here, but I myself will go to the Japanese and tell them what we are doing.
This is a matter not to be decided lightly, for it concerns the whole village. I will think about it and talk it over with my brothers.
And then you push the fiddly into the mud like this. Now you, Jim.
All right.
Put it here so there's a little space in between the plants.
Just push it in, like this.
To push, you also have to learn once. Very good, Jean. Now again. Here, take a few seedlings.
About here?
Yes, that leaves a good space between them.
Oh, I'm not sure I like the feeling of all this mud squelching between my toes.
You pay good money for a mud treatment like that in Elizabeth's Arden, Mrs. Price.
Well, yes, but I hardly think I'd be having it on my feet.
You'll have the youngest looking feet in the nail.
There.
I'm like an expert, Jean. Can I have a go?
Yes, here's a seat.
Thank you, dear. And that is it.
All right, Fatima?
Yes, very good, Jean. Very good, Mrs. Warner. See, the English mams learn quickly.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Bye, bye. 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 Bye.
All right, everyone, ready to have a go?
Yes.
Oh, I think we'll just go get started. Here, pick a few seedlings.
Johnny?
Yes?
How's Robin?
He likes the rice. I'm teaching him how to paddle.
Good boy, Johnny. Right. About here. Is that space enough?
We stayed in Kuala Talang for 3 years and worked the rice paddies until the war was over. We did a good job too, all of us together. Although I suppose it was really 3 years wasted, just chopped out of one's existence.
Well, you won't know if they were wasted until you come to the end of your life, and perhaps not then.
Maybe you're right. They were so very kind to us in the village, especially the women. Fatima, the girl who showed us how to plant the rice, became a good friend of mine.
Is that why you want to go back?
I would like to do something for them. Now that I've got this money, we'd have died before the war had ended if they hadn't taken us in and let us stay with them. And now I've got so much and they so little.
Travelling to Malaya is an expensive journey.
I know. But what I want to do for them won't cost very much. Not more than £50, if that. We had to carry the water in that village. That's women's work. And it's a fearful job. The river's tidal at Kuala Talang, so the water's brackish. You can use it for washing in or rinsing out your clothes, but drinking water has to be fetched from the spring, a mile away. We'd carry it in gourds, two in each hand, with a stick between them, morning and evening. A mile there and a mile back, 4 miles a day. Fatima and the other girls didn't think about it. That's how it had been done in the village generation after generation.
That's why you want to dig a well.
It's something I can do for them, the women. It would make their lives easier as they made ours easier. A well, right in the middle of the village, within a couple of hundred yards of every house. And building it would sort of wind things up in a way. After that, I could enjoy the money Uncle Douglas left me with a clear conscience. You don't think I'm silly, do you?
Oh, no, no, I don't think that. I just wish it wasn't quite so far away. Travelling there and back will make a very big hole in this year's income.
If I run out of money, I'll take a job in Singapore or somewhere for a few months and save up for a bit.
As a matter of interest, why didn't you stay out there and get a job? You knew the country so well.
I'd had enough of it then, 1945. We were all desperate to get home.
Ah, coming into view now, Miss Paget. We've just flown over Johor Bahru.
Singapore!
Raffles Hotel down there somewhere. Better have a drink in the bar before you go back to England.
I'll try. Been in Malaya long?
Last few months of the war.
Whereabouts in Australia are you from?
Ah, I'm from Sydney. Righto, we'll be landing in a few minutes, Miss Paget. Better take your seat.
Right. Thanks for letting me take a look.
No worries.
The captain was just showing me how he steers the plane, Robin.
All those buttons up there, Jean.
Yes. Me too.
We'll ask him when the plane has landed.
Can't say I've ever thought I'd see Singapore or my wedding ring again.
Amazing the Japs still have them. Oh, look, we're about to land.
See, Johnny, that's Singapore.
Look, ships.
That's the Navy base below. The town is on the other side of the island. Oh, wonderful, isn't it, Jean?
Yes, Mrs. Brisbane, it's wonderful.
Mr. Holland will be waiting.
Yes, you will.
I'll be thinking of you, my dear.
Thank you, Mrs. Strathmore.
Daddy!
Yes, Robin. Daddy. We'll be seeing Daddy. Oh, hold tight now, my darling.
Oh, God. She'd grown very weak.
Where did it happen?
Iacrine. It's on the railway line north of Bow. Jane and Freddie's death hit her very hard.
Oh, poor Eileen.
Yeah. Her strength just gave out, that's all. Perhaps if we'd had medicines, better food.
Did she say anything about me?
She said if I saw you again to tell you not to be sad. Also,
yes.
Eileen said not to mind about marrying again if you found somebody nice.
She did?
Yes. She said you were still young if you found somebody nice.
Jean?
Yes, Bill?
Robin, he loves you. He thinks of you as his mother.
Yes, I know. It was 3 years.
It's not something I've really thought about until now. You see, I'd always hoped that maybe Eileen and the children had survived. It's what I thought most about in the prison camp. It's been such
an awful shock, Bill. I know. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yes, bloody awful. I don't suppose you'd consider... I've no right to ask. It's just that I'll need some help raising Robin, and I was thinking...
Bill, I can't tell you how much I love that little boy. What he means to me. But I couldn't be the sort of wife you'd want. I couldn't be that. I couldn't. Not now.
I left for England as soon as I could. I wanted to forget about the war, forget about the East, and become an ordinary person again. I got the job with Pack and Levy, and I've been there 2 years now. Ladies' handbags, attaché cases, and shoes for the luxury trade. Nothing to do with wars or sickness or death. I've had a happy time there on the whole.
It's still pouring outside.
Oh.
I think we'd better give up the idea of going out this afternoon.
Yes, Mr. Strachan. A bit late.
Yes. Some other time.
Yes. Some other time.
I saw Jean Paget often in the 6 weeks before she left this country. She booked passage to sail from London docks on the 2nd of June and gave notice to her firm to leave at the end of May. Mr. Pack was rather upset about it and offered her a 10-shilling rise at once. But when she told him about her legacy, he accepted the inevitable.
No.
Come in, Lester.
Not disturbing you.
No, not at all.
Just thought I'd see what you thought of this. I'm still having trouble with the Mosin case. I'd hoped you might be able to take a look at it when you've got... Ah, plotting Miss Paget's trip, I see.
She has a long journey ahead. Marseille... Naples, Alexandria, Aden, Colombo, Rangoon, Penang, Singapore.
Where exactly in Malaya is she going?
I'll show you, approximately. A village called Kuala Telong, on the east coast. It's too small to be marked on the map. But according to Jean, it's about halfway between Kuantan, here. Mm-hmm. What's that? About halfway up the peninsula. And Kota Baru, in the north. Her ship docks at Singapore. She'll fly up to Kota Baru and journey south by jeep to the village.
I see. Wouldn't it be easier to get the jeep from Kuantan? Well, Kuantan is much closer to Singapore on the map than Kota Baru.
Well, she... I suggested that to her. Miss Paget has no wish to return to Kuantan.
Along this way, miss. Always aim for the main stairwell and you can't go wrong.
Yeah, which way is that?
Towards the bow, sir. Righto, Miss Paget. Here you are. This is your cabin. I'll put your case over here, miss.
Oh, no! Look! Just look at all the flowers!
Make a nice show, don't they, miss?
Wherever did they come from? And not from pack and leave.
They come in three big boxes yesterday evening.
No. I believe you sent them. Oh, how perfectly sweet of you.
English flowers, just to remind you to come home soon.
That's for the flowers, Noel, and for everything you've done for me.
Well, I'll be leaving.
And I'll have another one of those when you come back. Is that all you're taking? Just one suitcase?
That's all.
What about your tropical kit? Have you had that sent on?
I've got it with me in the suitcase. 50 paludrine tablets and 100 sulfur triads, some repellent, and my old sarong. I'm not going to be a lady in Malaya, and I think Matt Amin and Fatima will be shocked to see me dressed as an English man.
Now, don't forget, I have fairly wide discretionary powers under your uncle's will. If you get into any difficulty, or if you really need money, cable me at once. Let me know if you need my help.
There is one thing I can do for you, Noel.
Yes.
I should have brought them round with my other things, but I was in such a rush the other day. I wondered, would you mind these as well?
Your ice skates?
Yes. Will you look after them for me?
Well, of course, my dear. I don't stay away too long.
I shan't. There's nothing to keep me in Malaya once the well's built.
I didn't wait for her ship to go off, because partings are stupid things and best got over quickly. I went back in a taxi to my flat, and I remember I stood for a long time looking out into the grey street below, her skates in my arms. Finally, I took them to my bedroom and put them in my wardrobe, because I should never have forgiven myself if they had been lost.
Jean, it's Jean! Quick, tell Ma Amin she's here!
Ma Amin!
Hello, everyone!
Hello! Hello! Oh, Fatima, how wonderful to see you again, my friend.
And you too, Jean. It was too long since we met.
Duraman, come and meet Jean.
I'm now married, Jean. Oh. Duraman is my husband, and we have two babies.
Oh, Fatima!
I hope Duraman will excuse that I wear no veil.
Oh, he knows, and everyone knows the English men never veil their faces when they live with us, because different people have different ways. Oh, Jean, we are so happy you have come back.
And I am so glad to see
you. Where is she? Ah, it is Jean. Salamat Kambali.
I have come back, Matamin, lest you should think that English men have forgotten all about you when their need is past.
Working in an office in England, because as you know, I am a poor woman and have had to work all my life.
But you have found no husband, Jean?
I'm much too particular. But recently my uncle died.
Oh.
No, he lived far away from me and I'd only met him once. But he had no other family, so I inherited his money. I have become a wealthy woman and do not have to work ever again unless I want to. And now that I have money of my own, I've been thinking of you all in Kuala Lumpur and of your kindness to me. And I have come to make a thank offering. A thank offering from a woman to the women of the village.
Oh, please, Jean, tell us what it is.
I will tell you. But the thank offering, whilst a present for the women of Kuala Talang, will have to be discussed with Matami.
You want to build a well?
You have heard.
My wife has been talking of nothing else all day with the other women.
A thank offering from all the English memes to Kuala Talang.
When we lived here, it was a great labour, morning and evening, to fetch water from the spring.
The spring was good enough for their mothers and their grandmothers before them. They will get ideas about their station if they have a well.
They will have more energy to serve you faithfully and kindly. Do you remember Rayana Binti Ismael, who lost her baby when she was 3 months pregnant, carrying the water?
Well,
she was ill for a year after that.
God disposes of the lives of women as well as those of men.
Do I have to remind you, Matamin, that it is written, men's souls are naturally inclined to covetousness, but if ye be kind towards women and fear to wrong them, God is well acquainted with what ye do.
You said that to me many times when you lived here, whenever you wanted anything. But I have not heard it since. I say this to you, Jean, that when the women want a thing as badly as they want this well, they usually get it. But this is a matter which concerns the whole village, and I must consult my brothers.
That's it! Pull up the bucket, it's full!
Got it!
Empty.
Watch out, Hussein! I'm sending it down!
I have it, Father!
Hello, Suleiman.
Good morning, Miss Jean. Look, the hole is almost deep enough. We have hit the spring.
The brickwork looks very sturdy.
Yes, very sturdy. My son and I are well known in this part of Malaya for our work.
The bucket is full!
The bucket is full. My father and my father's father were also well diggers. And now, my son. Watch out, Hussein!
Got it!
My family have built most of the wells along the east coast.
Where are you from?
From Batusawa. It is about 2 hours' walk from Kuantan. Our home is there, but we are great travelers.
Do you remember the Japanese officer in charge at Kuantan in the first year of the war, Captain Sagamo?
Assuredly. He is a very bad man, and we were glad when he went away. Captain Ichino, who came after him, he was better.
Captain Sagamo is dead now. He was sent to the Burma-Siam Railway, and there he caused many atrocities and many murders. But the Allies caught him when the war was over. He was tried for murder and was executed in Penang.
I am glad to hear it. He did many bad things. Many people in Kuantan were tortured.
I saw one myself. When we were starving and ill, a soldier who was a prisoner helped us. The Japanese caught him. They crucified him with nails through his hands, and they beat him to death.
I remember that. He was in hospital in Kuantan.
Oh, man. When was he in hospital? The soldier died.
Perhaps there were two. Hussein, the English soldier who was crucified and beaten at Kuantan in the first year of the war. The Englishmen knew him. Tell me, did he die?
The one you speak of was Australian, not English. He was beaten because he stole chickens.
Assuredly, it was for stealing the black chickens. But did he live or did he die?
Captain Sagamo had him taken down that night. They pulled the nails out of his hands. He lived.
He lived.